Road, the engineers from the Kenya National Highways Authority, KNHA, have been mobilized by the government to open diversion roads using caterpillars at the Kitale, Kapunguria, Lodwar Highway Road between Luz Market and Kambi Karaya in West Pokot County following the road being washed away by floods. The Kenha engineers on site are evaluating the extent of the damage and have established alternative routes, diverting the road to ensure that travelers can continue their journey while road construction is ongoing. Addressing the press on Monday, Kenha North Rift Region, Regional Director, Eng. Philemon Kipkoch, stated that Kenha is currently working on repairing the road between Luz Market and Kambi Karaya in West Pokot County. The road repairs are currently in progress. Additionally, he mentioned that Kenha officials are also present at the site, actively managing traffic to prevent any unexpected incidents. A section of the road that was washed away by floods due to heavy downpour pounding the area at the Kitale, Kapunguria, Lodwar Highway Road between Luz Market and Kambi Karaya in West Pokot County following the road being washed away by floods. Caption by Anthony Melly, Eng. Kipkoch F. Eartha explained that, in response to the road damage, they facilitated the passage of vehicles by establishing diversion routes on both sides of the road. He clarified that alternate path on both sides of the road is to ensure smooth movement of vehicles while the road maintenance is ongoing. Quote, after the road suffered damage from floods, we implemented a road diversion on both sides. One side was designated for the passage of heavy commercial vehicles, while the other side was designated for smaller vehicles with lighter loads, said Eng. Kipkoch. Eng. Kipkoch mentioned that Kenha have also taken action to demolish a section of the culvert that was left standing after the road was destroyed by floods, posing a risk to motorists using the highway. He further mentioned that the construction of the culvert has commenced at the same location where they obtained materials from Nairobi, and by Tuesday, the culvert will be installed, and the road is expected to be open to motorists by Thursday at the latest. He expressed that Kenha is committed to facilitating a hassle-free passage for motorists through the affected road area. The director said motorists traveling along the Kitale, Kapunguria, Lodwar Highway Road to exercise caution when approaching the stretch between Luz Market and Kambi Karaya in West Pokot County. Quote, drivers using the Kitale, Kapunguria, Lodwar Highway Road must be extremely careful as they approach the stretch between Luz Market and Kambi Karaya due to a road damage caused by heavy rainfall, Eng. Kipkoch cautioned. Eng. Kipkoch advised the drivers to adhere to the safety guidelines provided on the side, which are designed to enhance road safety. On Saturday morning, travelers found themselves stranded on the H.I.G.H. way due to the road being impassable. The road was damaged and cut off by ongoing heavy rains and floods in the area. The Kenyan news agency, KNA, conducted an investigation in the morning hours of Saturday, confirming the critical significance of the road for commuters traveling between Turkana and South Sudan. Consequently, transportation was halted, and travelers observed the detrimental impact on businesses situated along the only highway linking Turkana County and South Sudan. Travelers who found themselves stranded on Saturday morning due to the road being impassable at the Kitale, Kapunguria, Lodwar Highway Road between Luz Market and Kambi Karaya in West Pokot County following the road being washed away by floods. Caption by Anthony Melly, numerous vehicles were observed congested on the highway. Florence Manyonge, a teacher in Turkana, shared her experience of traveling to Turkana in preparation for the school reopening, only to return home after the opening was postponed indefinitely by the head of state last Friday. Manyonge emphasized that the road was washed away by floods last Tuesday, and even after a week, it has not been reconstructed. As a result, they are stranded and in desperate need of food for themselves and their children, with no shops available to purchase anything to eat. Angeline Wepukalu, another teacher from Lokichogoi town in Turkana County, who was also using the road, mentioned that they began their journey at 2 a.m. However, upon reaching Kambi Karaya in West Pokot County, they discovered that the road had been swept away by floods. Dennis Omoy, a driver who has been using this road for over 20 years without any issues, expressed his frustration with the current road conditions. I have been using this road for the last 20 years to make a living. This time round things have turned upside down. We have stayed here for 1.5 days and we shall again stay at Lokwa for other more days, he said. He cited that they have also been affected by curfew at Kynik. Omoi, said he, has spent 1.5 days enduring the cold, urging the government to prioritize the reconstruction of the road. Currently, the diversion road is ready for use and travelers are using it as an alternative route.